Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
The company called Castle Wealth Advisors will pop up, which is actually the parent company for a total of four other companies. But when you add them all together, we do an enormous number of financial services for business owners and professionals and corporate executives around the United States. But business owners is where I spend most of my time.
Right. And he's been doing it now, folks, for a long time. He and I met probably 35 years ago, and I've watched him grow his business, and it's been pretty impressive. Gary, thanks again for being here, for your wisdom and for your information. Let's talk about some financial planning for business owners. You know, one of the hard parts for us right now, or not right now, but always, is our business has always got its hand out. It's like a teenager. I want more money, 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 pop, money, money, money. And we'd like to set some money aside in a parallel universe for our own future, that's not that we want to take it away from the business. We just want that parallel universe. We want that plan B. But the business is saying, you know, I need another computer. I need more inventory. I need another salesperson. It's hard to know how to split that out. Can you help us?
What you covered is an important item. You know, for 46 years now, people tell me I made $100,000 last year, but I don't have $1,000 in my checking account. I say, well, that other $99,000 is in inventory.
Mm-hmm.
It's that computer you built. It's that delivery truck. You know, but when I talk with 30 and 40-year-olds, I tell them, if at all possible, set aside some money every year into an investment account, a savings account. Be sure and fund the 401k or the IRA. What I don't want business owners to do when they turn 70 years old is that they've got a company that's paid for, a house that's paid for, and they've got $50,000 in an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they've got. And so all their eggs is in that one business basket. And they're financially, they would be better off if they had some liquidity. It's also better if they own the real estate where the company's located.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody can do that. But
if you can, it's the way to do it, because, Gary, you and I have both seen people who, by the time they got ready to retire, they'd worn their business out or it was no longer viable, but the real estate they paid $100,000 for 30 years ago is now worth $4 million.
Exactly right. You're right. And that's why diversification away from the business over that 40-year career that you spent working in that company, the company was the engine that drove everything else. It generated the cash so that you could buy the real estate, so that you could buy your home, so that you could put money in other places. So it's important to diversify, but it's also important to manage your company and try to make a profit every year. A lot of business owners don't spend enough time on their financial statements because they spend all their time talking to customers, talking to employees, ordering inventory, and whatever it takes to run the business. You know,
if somebody came to you and said, I'm not as interested in owning stocks and bonds and being having an IRA or maximizing my 401k, but I am interested in buying more real estate, more rental income. Would you recommend that as a strategy for someone?
Only if they've got a good reason to do so. And it depends on how they finance it, you know, because cash in bad times, cash is very important, like in 2020, like in 2008, 2009. So having some liquidity, you know, my family are all farmers, you know, so we own lots of land and we own lots of buildings and lots of grain bins, you know, but, you know, cash is not always plentiful. So
You can't take a combine to the store for bread and milk, can you? Hey, Gary, castle3.com, is that right, the website?
Castle3.com.
Hey, Gary, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I will.
Gary Pittsford, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.